From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S.-led coalition has a request for Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has told Iraqi leaders they should accelerate their efforts to defeat the Islamic State group. Carter met with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi after making an unannounced visit Wednesday to Baghdad. Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were wounded in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq. That's where Turkish troops are training Iraqi soldiers. Western media are reporting that Islamic State militants fired rockets on the Iraqi camp near the city of Mosul. Rebels and pro-government forces are accusing each other of violating the ceasefire in Yemen. However, the truce appears to be holding together for the most part. The accusations include continued ground fighting, shelling by Houthi rebels, and airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition. Opposition leaders in central Ethiopia say security forces have killed more than 40 people in recent weeks amid protests against a government development plan. Demonstrators began holding rallies late last month over a plan to expand the city limits of Addis Ababa, the capital. Critics in Ethiopia's Oromia region say the plan would displace farmers and rob the area of its economy. The United States has called on Nigerian officials to investigate violence between army troops and a Shiite sect. The fighting has reportedly left hundreds of people dead. The U.S. Embassy in Abuja said Wednesday that the Nigerian government should quickly and credibly and transparently investigate the events and hold to account any individuals found to have committed crimes. This is VOA News.